Just 24 delegates now separate Hillary Clinton from the party's nomination after wins in presidential primaries in Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands this weekend. Next up, the finish line with a California primary tomorrow, but not without battle wounds left over from Clinton's long nomination fight with Bernie Sanders. For more on what's next in this long campaign, we're joined now by Boston Globe political reporter James Pindle, who joins us by Skype. James, good morning, and thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning.
All right, let's talk about California. The Real Clear Politics average of polls has Hillary Clinton up by about 2 points over Bernie Sanders. How important is winning? In a convincing way, how important is winning California to Hillary Clinton on Tuesday?
It may not be that important at all. Look, this is all about her getting the number of delegates she needs to clinch the Democratic nomination for president at the convention in Philadelphia. And the truth is, she could clinch this nomination before the contest is even over in California, but with a really strong win in New Jersey on the same night. So in some sense, in terms of the numbers, it doesn't matter at all. But California has always been more about perception than it is about the numbers. This is about the argument on, can Bernie Sanders stay in the race until the convention, or is it lights out and then game over? If he loses very narrowly, it's still bad for Bernie Sanders and still good for Hillary Clinton.
What about the other side? What if California tosses an upset and Sanders beats Clinton?
Right. Then we have a situation here where, again, Hillary Clinton may well have clinched the nomination before we even know the results. But the perception is that she is limping towards the finish line, that Bernie Sanders clearly had a very strong finish. He may have a rationale to stay in the race. The problem here is that the remaining contests we have until the convention are very, very small states. So it's not like he can overcome her large delegate lead.
Whether or not Sanders upsets Clinton in California, he does vow to stay in the race right through the convention, arguing that Democratic superdelegates should switch their commitments from Hillary Clinton to him instead. Do you see that as a weak argument? Not much of a chance that's going to happen?
Well, there's two ways to answer this. First is there's actually internal conversation on whether he should stay in until the convention and try to convince these superdelegates. Top-level aides, and in fact, the Wall Street Journal this morning has a great story detailing sort of this internal conflict on if he loses California, should he get out, say, Wednesday or Thursday and concede the point? Because like we said, it's just smaller states. He cannot make up ground. The other argument is that, sure, he should stay in and he should try to flip these superdelegates. The problem is he has a very convoluted answer on superdelegates. He thinks they shouldn't exist. However, they should flip to him. They should flip to him in states where he's won big, but not where they've where she's won big. I think his bigger problem is he's been making this argument about how he wants superdelegates to come to him for about 2 months now, and not a single one has flipped.
So given all this, do you think the Hillary Clinton campaign looks ahead almost exclusively to Donald Trump as it peers at the November contest?
I don't think there's any question about that. I mean, it is notable that Hillary Clinton is still spending another day in California today. She really does want to beat Bernie Sanders in California. But what she wants to do also is have the conversation be between herself and Donald Trump, with the hopes that everyone ignores that Bernie Sanders is even in the race.
All right, James Pindle, let me ask you one more question about a possible VP pick for Hillary Clinton. There's talk that maybe Massachusetts U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren will be vetted and might be on a list. Do you see that as possible at all? Or do you think Warren is happy being in the Senate and being a front person in the presidential race without actually being a candidate?
Boy, if you talk about bringing the party together, she would be the fantasy person to do that in terms of what Hillary Clinton is trying to do. So, yeah, you have to put her on the list. If she wants to be vetted, and I think she should want to be vetted for this, then it is absolutely a possibility. Do I think it's definitely going to happen? No, I don't. But she should definitely be in the top five.
James Pindle, political reporter for the Boston Globe. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.